The second part of John the Baptist's story is his mother Elizabeth. We also learn about in the book of Luke. You know. But she, of course, is this lady who was too old to have kids. Her husband says this is going to happen, and we know how conception happens. But then she has to raise this son. And she recognizes who it is. It's her niece. Her cousin is Mary, who's going to be the mother, you know. And when Mary shows up, the child in Elizabeth's womb leaps for joy, and she recognizes this child that Mary is carrying is going to be the Savior. So she gives life to John the Baptist, nurtures him, grows him. His father, you know, gave him some teaching, but it was God who taught him. But Elizabeth bore the son that was to become the forerunner of Christ, the one that would speak of him, that would go ahead to prepare the way. We know that from the Gospels, that he goes to make level the roads, to clear the path. But the communication ways had started, but now this one comes. First he needs a set of parents, so God gives him two. A devout man who serves, and a woman who believes and teaches.